The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We are here today with Summer Lassard, Director of Surgery at Rush Memorial Hospital. And Summer is here to talk to us about the different surgical services that are offered at Rush Memorial. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning, Mary Frances.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We offer so many more surgeries than we used to offer, and I really can't keep track of them all. I was really glad that you were able to come in today and maybe explain to our audience some of the services that we offer that maybe they aren't aware of.
We've definitely increased the number of surgeries. I've been director about a year now, and I think in that time we have doubled our cases. And like you said, I think there's a lot of services that we offer that people don't realize. So I think the first thing that I want to start with is going to be the orthopedics.
And we have three different orthopedic surgeons. So how about if we start with hip and knee surgery?
At Rush Memorial Hospital, we have a couple of different things that we can do if your hip and your knee are messed up. You know, you may have osteoporosis, you may have a broken bones. But we have a specialist that does the knee replacements and hip replacements. Those are two of the big services that we've brought within the last year.
Is there anything special or different about what we offer in the way of knee replacement surgery?
Yes. So the knee replacements that we do right now, there are a couple of really special things that we do. And especially within Indiana, there's not a lot of people that do these knee replacements the way that we do. One of the things that we do is a nerve freezing called cryoneurolysis. We have our anesthesia provider actually goes in and takes a needle and freezes the nerves, and this helps decrease pain after a knee replacement. And the other piece of our knee replacement surgery is going to be the fact that it's a computer-assisted surgeries. Now, what this means is that we actually use a computer that helps get the angles and the lines correct, so that when you're finished with your knee replacement, it is 97% accurate. Whereas if you do a knee replacement without the assistance of a computer surgery, the numbers can go as low as 70 to 80%. So this helps these replacements last longer and they do better in the long run.
And this pain medication that's given in the knee, is that given before or after the surgery or during the surgery?
The interesting thing is this is not actually a medication. It is just the procedure, and we do it before surgery. So you actually go in and they freeze. It's kind of like the outer tube of the nerve, and then it'll grow back in like about 6 months. So it gives you good pain relief for 6 months. It actually really decreases our opioid use. So we're always trying to find ways to decrease the amount of narcotic pain medication that you're taking.
And then what about our hip replacements?
So we also do the hip replacement. We do anterior approach hip replacement. The big thing about that is that we don't cut through muscle. So usually the recovery is less painful, a little quicker. You have a less chance of the hip going out of socket. We do that in the OR. They actually take in a x-ray machine and we take x-rays all throughout the procedure to get the hip lined up and to make it even with the other side.
Okay. Now, do these joints ever like wear out and need to be replaced or fixed?
They can. I mean, it's not very common. It's one of the things that the specialist can actually evaluate. So we actually have people that have had other joint replacements come in, and we can sometimes do surgery to fix those. We call that like a revision. These specialists, they have been doing these so long, they know them so well, they can actually look at the x-rays and see exactly what needs to be done to fix these. Sometimes it can be broken pieces, sometimes they can just be worn. Whatever the reason, we also do that. We do joint revisions.
Well, I guess it's nice to know that sometimes the joint can be repaired rather than having to start all over with a brand new joint. Are there any other types of surgeries that we do to the knee or the hip or the leg?
Yeah, so we actually also do knee arthroscopy. That's just where you make little incisions and you actually stick, it looks like, tubes into the knee. So this makes this what we call minimally invasive, and all that means is that there's not a big cut. So they're very small cuts. They can go in, they can actually look at the knee, what we call clean out the knee. Sometimes pieces can be floating, and so they actually can do all this underneath the scope. And so recovery tends to be really quick too, because it's not an open procedure. We also do some sports medicine repairs, and that just means that certain ACL, MCL, those kind of ligaments around the knee, we do repair those as well.
It sounds like the hospital has greatly expanded its capacity in this particular area.
Yes, it's been great, especially over the last year. We've had a specialist come in, and he has been doing this for a long time. And yes, he's done a great job.
What about surgeries on the hand or the arm or the shoulder?
Yeah, so we've actually had a hand specialist for a while. I don't know if people realize that. He does procedures for carpal tunnel syndrome, for cubital tunnel syndrome. You can have problems with tennis elbow, and we can actually do surgeries to help fix that. He also does surgeries to fix trigger fingers. He does thumb joint replacements. We also do an arthroscopy of the shoulder, similar to like what we did with the knee. It's minimally invasive, so they make small cuts and put the tubes in, and he can go in and he can fix structural issues. You know, a common thing would be a rotator cuff repair, or maybe a tendon or ligament in the joint of the shoulder. He can go in and fix those.
Well, then I guess all that's left now are the feet and ankles.
Yes, we have foot and ankle services there. We offer a multitude of different things with the foot and ankle. If you have a bunion and you've gone through treatment and it's just not working, we can open that up and realign the foot and stabilize it at the correct angle. They can sometimes take off some of the bone. Depending on how out of line your foot is, we do two different kind of surgeries, so we have a lot of options there. And then, of course, on the other end of that is going to be your diabetic wound care. We do a lot of procedures in the OR, like amputations. If you get a wound, we can open that up and clean it out. We do a lot of wound vacs. So we actually will take a sponge and put it on top, and it creates a vacuum and can, you know, keep the foot clean and dry. And then the other thing that we offer is ligament and tendon repair. So this goes along with sports medicine injuries. If maybe you at some point twisted your ankle and the ligament or tendon is torn, they can actually open that up, and they have different things they use to stabilize those ligaments and tendons. Sometimes it can be anchor, sometimes they can suture those to fix them. And then, of course, the last thing on that list with foot and ankle is going to be fractures. They actually can fix broken bones. So if you get in, maybe break a bone in your foot, sometimes it doesn't heal right, can cause pain. We can also fix those as well.
Considering how much stress the body puts on your feet all day, every day, it's appropriate that there are so many different procedures that can be done to fix it. I guess there are a lot of different things that can go wrong with your feet.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, even orthopedics as a whole, Mary Frances, I'm so glad that we have this for our community, because if you think about all that orthopedics encompass, we actually have a great program in our surgery department to address all areas of your orthopedics needs.
Now, what about people who suffer from chronic pain? Do we have procedures that can be done? Are there surgical procedures that can help with pain relief?
Yes, yeah, so we have a couple of different surgical procedures. The more invasive things they can do, what's called a spinal cord stimulator. This is just an implanted device that uses electrical stimulation to the nervous system to help decrease pain. We do a thing called radioablation. They actually, it sounds severe, but they can actually burn the nerves, and this can help relieve pain. And this can last for, you know, up to a year. There is a procedure called kyphoplasty, and this is where they actually go in and kind of lift the vertebrae and separate it and put cement in between the spaces. So maybe if you had a fracture of your spine, they can go in and do this kyphoplasty and help kind of relieve the pressure off of the where the joint kind of collapsed.
So would that be like pinching the nerve? Is that why they're doing that?
Yeah, because it can cause kind of pressure in that space. A lot of times, now this is kind of more for patients that have osteoporosis. I don't know if you've ever had a family member or friend that has severe osteoporosis. They can get fractures in their back really easy, and that can kind of make the back kind of collapse on itself. So this is a great procedure that can be done if that's identified early, and they can lift that space and open it back up and put cement in there. And then the last thing we do for pain is just simple pain injections. We use a big x-ray, and they bring it in to really pinpoint the spot and use different medications to help numb the pain or decrease swelling. We do those every week. We do a lot of them, and they usually really help with pain. So it's a great thing that we've got this pain management at the hospital as well.
So just as they're using the x-ray to guide the hip replacement surgery, they're using the x-ray to help the doctor guide the putting the in
needles,
the injections
yep.
for the, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. It's kind of a relief too, because I guess that kind of takes out the hit or miss, right? It's pretty accurate.
Yes, it's a really interesting procedure to watch because it's very accurate. That's a great word for it, you know.
Right. Now, what about our, like, general surgical procedures?
We have a wide range of procedures that we do for general surgery. Of course, one of the simplest things that we do is colonoscopy. If you just need your regular screening or maybe you need something checked out, we also do EGDs. That's where they take a tube and put it down your throat and they look at your esophagus and stomach and they can go down into part of your small intestine. Most of these procedures are diagnostic. They may be looking for cancer polyps, maybe hernia or inflammation, but we do those pretty frequently. And we do a really good job with them. Our anesthesiologists make you very comfortable, and they really do a great job to help you get through those things that we have to do. On top of that, our general surgeons also do appendectomies, and they do gallbladder removals. So both of these procedures usually are done laparoscopically. Now, all that means is it's similar to this arthroscopy or similar to the shoulder or the knee arthroscopy where they take little tubes and they can actually insert it into your belly and pull out your appendix or pull out your gallbladder without ever having to actually open your belly up. Now, sometimes we also do the open procedures, but obviously if we can do it laparoscopically, that's going to be the best way to do it with the least pain and least complications. And the other thing we do there is port placement.
And what is a port?
A port is kind of like a long-term IV. It goes under the skin. So sometimes if you have cancer treatments or you're getting a lot of infusions for something, this is a great way to have a long-term access that's easy for you to get medications or get labs or treatment that you need.
So do we do biopsies at the hospital?
Yes, we do breast biopsies. We can clean out abscesses. So we also do hernia repairs, and those also can be open or laparoscopic.
So when you're talking about an abscess, that's like a pocket of infection, right?
That's a good way to describe it. An abscess can kind of really be anywhere. It can be in the skin. It can be in an old wound, but abscess is any. A pocket of infection is a great way to kind of describe it.
The last specialist you haven't talked about is our ear, nose, and throat specialist.
So we've got a wide range of ear, nose, and throat surgeries that we've been doing. One of the biggest things that we've been doing is like a septoplasty. So you can repair like deviated septum. We do a functional endoscopic sinus surgery. Now, I know that's a mouthful. We refer to that as a FES. And that is where they just take a small tube and go into the nose. They're looking for any problems. He can often fix problems. If you've got sinus problems, sometimes he can help do things that will help fix sleep apnea or sinus swelling. He also does surgeries to fix lip and tongue tie. These are pretty simple surgeries that he goes in. He can put you to sleep really quick, and then it's done. We also do biopsies of nodes in the neck. We also do tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy. So if you've got chronic tonsillitis or chronic, you know, throat swelling, he can look at that and decide if that's something that needs to be removed. And then, you know, he also will repair lesions at the head and neck and do other simple procedures like that.
So I'm assuming that with the sinus surgeries, he could also maybe treat like chronic sinus infections maybe sometimes?
Yes, sometimes depending on, you know, the reason, the cause. Yes, he can do different things to help treat chronic sinus infections.
Well, this is certainly the time of year to be thinking about sinus infections. I know this from personal experience. Okay, well, that just sounds like an exhaustive list. You must stay extremely busy.
Yeah, we're really busy, but you know, we have a great surgery staff. We work hard and we enjoy it. They give excellent care. The people that I work with now are really a great group.
We are really privileged to have you here with the extensive education and background and experience that you bring to the job. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come and explain all of this.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to RushMemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.